Blog Talk Radio.
Another week of rehab. We done made it to another week, another day, another time. Such a beautiful thing. It's a blessing to make it to another Tuesday night. How's everyone doing? Hopefully you're doing well. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Well, me personally, I'm doing okay. I had a really good weekend. I went to a wedding on last Saturday. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Okay, well, before I talk about the wedding and the good time I had, there are very simple rules to rehab. You're like, okay, wait, what's rehab? You're now listening to rehab. Rehab is your time, not my time. Well, it's our time to relax, be calm, enjoy the 15 minutes you have of peace. It's supposed to be a peaceful time. This is supposed to be a joyful time in your night. When everything else has gone wrong or just not going your way, this is your time to relax. That's what rehab is. And it's very small, simple rules to rehab. Those rules are no judgment, no negativity, no salt, no nastiness. None of that stuff goes on in rehab. I want you to just be able to kick off your shoes and relax your feet, you know, let your hair down if you got hair, sit back and relax, put your feet up if you got feet, but I think you got feet, and if you don't got feet, just find a way to relax one way or another. So I was saying my last weekend, I went to a wedding, and I had a really good time. You know, we drank, we ate, we celebrated my friend's wedding, and coming together as a unit with her husband, and it was a good time, you know. And fun times are meant to be had. I think everybody deserves to have a fun time or a good time. You know, we have all these stress and all these things in life we have to worry about. Everybody should take the time or have time to have a fun time. You know, they say work hard, play hard, or work hard, play harder. You know, because all work, no play makes so-and-so a dull boy. I don't know the saying right. But my point is, you should always make time to have a good time. And so you say, well, I got kids, and I got bills, and I got problems, and I really don't have no time to enjoy myself. And I say to you, that's got to be ridiculous. You've got to find a way to enjoy yourself. You know, just think about a hobby that you may have. You might like collecting stamps. I mean, I know that's a very dry hobby to have, but who am I to judge? If you like collecting stamps and that may put a smile on your face, then do so. You know, because a lot of times we're worried about what other people think about what we like and what we don't like. Don't worry about that. We don't do that in rehab. We're trying to enjoy ourselves. And so, you know, last couple of weeks, I've been talking about patience and control. These have been kind of serious subjects. You know, sometimes you just got, I want you to be relaxed and calm. So think about some of the things that put a smile on your face. There was an episode I did not too long ago about getting off. What I mean getting off is, what do you do to relax and get away from everything? I use an example of my brother likes to drive his car really, really fast on the highway. That's not a safe way to relax, but he enjoys it. And so, not in a sense of relaxing, but more so having a good time, put a smile on your face. Think about that. Think about what puts a smile on your face. I mean, I know this, with all the things you have to worry about, it's really hard to go back to an old hobby you used to have that used to put a smile on your face. Maybe you're a humanitarian and you like taking care of people and looking out for people. So just right now, think about what puts a smile on your face and what would you consider a good time? And I'll be right back. Some examples to help you get the creative juices flowing. All right, so back in my college days, I was a partier. I used to like to party all the time. I used to go out and drink heavily. And that was fun for me, dance. And knowing I can't dance, even though somebody asked me to do, what was the popular dance? The stanky leg. I couldn't even do the stanky leg. You know, that's how much I couldn't dance. So, but the point is, I went. And I partied, and I drank, and I had a good time. But then I like to meet new people. That's fun for me. You know, I just was talking to a friend of mine, said she went out with her best friend. That sounds like a good time. That's what I'm talking about. You have to find ways to have a good time, even if it's short moments. Since I slowed down on the whole party scene now, I like to travel. I like to see the countryside. I like to see the world. That's always fun for me. Like I said, I like to hang out with good friends and have a good time. That's fun. There's some adventurous people that like to climb mountains and go hiking, and that's cool. I like to walk on, like, nature trails. I like to walk on those. You know, I don't want to get too adventurous. I seen a snake one time. That was good enough for me. I didn't want anything to do with it after that, but I still will take walks from time to time. I like to walk on the beach. That sounds typical, but I like to watch the waves come in, and like the sunset on the beach and the sunrise on the beach is just, I think, is very beautiful. Nature calms me down. Nature makes me feel like, you know, everything's going to be okay. It's going to be hard for me to explain why nature does that to me, but I'm not here to explain it. I'm just talking about things that are fun for me that put a smile on my face. Maybe you like puzzles, you know, maybe, because I play games too. I play PlayStation 4, I like that. You know, that gives me some relaxing time. That is a fun time for me. You know, there's plenty of things out here to do if you're into exercising, or you can be a bird watcher. I mean, we can go down, you can collect memorabilia, and the memorabilia might put a smile on your face. So, you know, you just want to try to find fun times in life, because that's what life is, needs to be about. I think we forget to enjoy ourselves because we're so stuck in the rat race of working and coming home and take care of business at home and paying bills and being responsible. When you don't take time for yourself to have a fun time, then life is just going to be a struggle. But on the opposite end of that, we must be honest with ourselves. There is a such thing as having too much fun. I don't want to rain on your parade. Or I really don't, because we're talking about good times here, enjoying ourselves, having fun, because that's what life should be about. But there is a such thing as having too much fun. And when you have too much fun, you forget about your responsibilities. And it's not like your responsibilities don't go anywhere. Your responsibilities start to pile up. And when they pile up on you, then a lot of your fun time is getting taken away because you got too much to worry about. And see, that's the yin and the yang, so to speak. You want to have a fun time, but you don't want to have too much fun, because then you end up taking away from your fun because of the responsibilities and the bills and the issues pile up. But then you don't want to be too responsible and end up not having any fun, and then you have built up anger and resentment and all these type of things building up inside of you because you just couldn't take the time to enjoy yourself. So you gotta balance it very well. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but not too much of anything. Because if you're too moderate, then you're gonna go out and you're gonna go have fun when you go out, but you might get blackout drunk, or you might party too hard and, you know, pass out, or you might push yourself too hard in the weight room, then hurt yourself at the end of the day. So it's good that we have a good time. It's good that we take things in moderation. We gotta remind ourselves to not forget about having a good time and not be too irresponsible to the point where people are now disliking you because it's all you do is have a good time. Because we all know people like that, the people that are really fun to hang with, but when it comes for them to be dependable, they're not dependable because that's all they're good for is a good time. And they just spent all their money and all their resources are used up because they spent too much time having a good time. And then they're not really quality people to be around. But then on the opposite end, because we're doing comparing and contrasting here, you have people that are too tight and too responsible. And then when you go out with them, it's not a fun time because you feel like you're always being constantly watched or constantly judged. And so, you know, the wizards have to do with peace. Well, the more fun you have, the more you can relax, and the more it makes you an enjoyable person to be around. And therefore, you can have more peace because the people around you are like, hey, I like so-and-so. He or she is a good person to be around. They don't seem too uptight. Or I like so-and-so because he or she is a good person to be around because he or she does not take things too heavy. Or the person is responsible enough. So that's what has to do with peace. The more you control the times you have, enjoy yourself, the more peace you can have. But if you're always on the ball, always on top of things, that's fine. But take time to relax from all that. You need to have a good time. Everybody needs to have a good time. Just be careful. Don't go overboard. And I've gone overboard. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help ref the peace game. You're playing a peace game. You and peace are going back and forth with war. Like war and peace, y'all are going back and forth, right? And I'm just the referee standing in the middle trying to get you to have more peace and stay away from the war. Because if you get tied up and become all serious, no fun, then you're going to explode into fun one day. And it's good to have, and it's good to have a good time. But if you overdo it, there's no telling what can happen from that. So try to find out what you like. Do that and continue to enjoy yourself. And remember to always get back to having a good time. Don't ever forget to have a good time. Yes, be serious. Yes, be responsible. But have a good time. Just don't overdo it. And when you start to get back to your hobbies and get back to having a good time, peace will come over you. And you could bring other people in. Because you ever hang with somebody or been around somebody that you're like, man, you're just really comfortable. Because that person has figured out how to be serious and how to enjoy themselves. So just remember, once you bring peace and find something to put a smile on your face and have a good time, then you can bring peace to someone else.